Briefing number 3. Hostages and hard drives. The Quinjet flew high above the Indian Ocean, lurking in the clouds like a ghost, quiet, but present. Inside the state-of-the-art shield jet, Steve Rogers was suited up in Captain America's stealth suit, which he wore when in the midst of a serious undercover operation. He huddled with Black Widow and the strike team while the squad's leader, Brock Rumlow, updated them on their latest mission, showing them a monitor displaying images of an enormous aircraft carrier with a large launching pad. Brock pointed to the screen.
"The target's a mobile satellite launch platform called the Lemurian Star. They were about to send up their latest payload when pirates took her over. That was 93 minutes ago."
"Any demands?" Captain America asked.
$1.5 billion, Rumlow replied.
Captain America was shocked by the amount of ransom they were demanding for a boat. Pirates attacked all the time and never demanded $1 billion in ransom. In the 1940s, that would have been an inconceivable figure, and it was extremely high even by modern standards. "Why so steep?" Cap had to know.
"'Cause it's SHIELD's."
Captain America frowned. How had SHIELD let this happen? Their ships weren't supposed to be this vulnerable. Now he understood why the criminals could ask for so much money. Cap studied the map and realized the ship was in dangerous waters. No wonder it had been captured.
"So it's not off course. It's trespassing."
Then Black Widow came to SHIELD's defense.
"I'm sure they have a very good reason."
Captain America frowned.
"I'm getting a little tired of being Fury's janitor."
To him, it seemed like he was always cleaning up messes that SHIELD got itself into.
"Relax, this one's not that complicated,"
Black Widow said, attempting to soothe the First Avenger. But Captain America focused on the reality of the mission, pointing to satellite photos of armed men patrolling the deck.
"How many pirates?" Cap asked Rumlow.
"At least 15.
Rumlow brought up an image of a man on the monitor.
"Group of top mercs led by this guy, Georges Batroc, ex-DGSE, French government agency."